News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Debate on legislation to establish an independent body to fight organized crime and corruption in Jamaica started last week in the House of Representatives. The Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency MOCA Act will facilitate the transformation of the body into an elite law enforcement investigative agency that operates independently of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. The new MOCA will be able to dedicate the time and will be given the resources to conduct intelligence-led investigations to identify the bosses of organized crime and their facilitators, seize their assets, and secure convictions.
The nature of organized crime, therefore, requires sustained focus and strong investigations and dedicated resources over long periods of time to eliminate this threat. It is against this background that this bill establishes a new MOCA as an independent law enforcement agency.
National Security Minister Robert Montague. The Ministry of Finance is reporting improvements in voluntary tax compliance rates for the first quarter of the 2017-2018 fiscal year. According to the 2017-18 Fiscal Policy Paper Interim Report, upticks were recorded in taxpayer registration, on-time payment rates, and audits conducted between April and June this year. The document, which was tabled in the House of Representatives by Finance Minister Audie Shaw last week, indicates that during the period, some 6,506 new taxpayers were registered, an audit yield of $552 million was garnered from 6,315 taxpayers investigated under the Pay-As-You-Earn PAYE threshold abuse program. On-time payment rates also increased from 86.5% to 97%. The report also outlines that special enforcement activities by Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ have recovered $101.7 million from chronic delinquent taxpayers and tax evaders. Four cases have been referred for prosecution. As at the end of July, tax collections were 7.8% ahead of target and 8.3% above last year's intake. The Ministry of Health is reporting that approximately 309 grade 7 girls in four high schools have received the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine to date. The vaccine was administered last Monday via a school-based initiative at Oberlin, Papine, Titchfield, and Happy Grove High Schools. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the vaccine is of importance to the population, pointing out that its advantages outweigh the disadvantages.
The acceptance rate is about where we anticipated it to be in terms of those persons who have opted to accept. And we will continue the process of education and information to ensure that we continue that process throughout the country.
Minister Tufton was delivering a statement to Parliament last week. And the United States government has donated four auxiliary vessels with supplies and equipment to the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, to bolster security of Jamaica's maritime space. Two of the vessels are 38-foot Defender safe boats, while the other two are 37-foot Justice Boston whalers. Speaking at the boat and equipment handing over ceremony at the Port Royal Naval Base in Kingston last week, State Minister in the Ministry of National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. said border security is one of Jamaica's top priorities.
They will be employed in a range of coastal and interdiction operations to protect our borders, well maintained, and they will help to keep the citizens of our country safe.
With the auxiliary vessels, Jamaica now has the largest maritime presence in the Caribbean. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
It's the inaugural Jamaica Geographic Information System, GIS, user conference under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Mapping Our Way to Secure Communities. Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, October 10 and 11. Featuring discussions on the impact of GIS technology on crime fighting, policing and vehicle tracking, healthcare, tourism and planning and development. That's the first ever GIS user conference hosted by the National Spatial Data Management Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Visit www.gisuserconference.com or call 630-1850-1 for details.